This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have another hour, and then we still have another day, and then I'll be back next week for all 5 days, not to brag. Attorneys General, you know what, pause for a second. No, Chris, no, I get to have my say again.
I know that people who work in law have to use fancy Latin terms like habeas corpus and writs and stuff. Like, I understand. I don't know why that's necessary, but I get that they do that to speak over the rest of us. I am done with this ridiculous way of speaking where you have one guy who's an attorney general, and then if you have multiple, it's called attorneys general. It's English. The S goes at the end of the last word. It's attorney generals. So I'm saying it differently. Attorney generals warn that EPA's electric vehicle push is an attack on rural America. Going to get bludgeoned. Well, yeah. Obviously it is. And this is one of the things I want to talk about for a minute. I'll get back to the calls in a minute. You're going to have to let me go off for a couple minutes here. The communists in this country have focused on and succeeded in doing something that's really, really critical, and we have never answered it. We have not answered it. Now, what am I talking about? Well, we want to make hot dogs, right? We want a lot of hot dogs. So you know what we did? We bought one of those little grinding machines so we can make wieners at home. So whenever I want a hot dog, I just go over to the wiener machine and I'll make a wiener. I want to make a bunch of hot dogs. Wiener machine at home. The communists, they bought wiener factories. The communist has invested. He's spent more money and taken more time so that he creates wieners while he sleeps. He's a wiener machine. It's just wieners and wieners and wieners and wieners. They have used their power to create situations, to create factories that create more communists. What factories are those? Well, one of the obvious ones is the university system. That's an obvious one, so let's start there. The communist has the university system. He took over the university system, and because he has taken over the university system, we're out there registering voters, right? And that's important. I want to encourage you. Register voters. We're trying to register voters. And we got more registered than them. And we're going to register voters. That matters. Again, I'm not poo-pooing it. 4 million college kids graduate every year. If 3 million of those kids are Democrats, and I'm probably underselling that, that means our little wiener machine of registering voters cannot keep up with the factory of churning out new wieners every single year. Another great example is welfare. These welfare entitlement programs, all this stuff, all the great society stuff. If you create a society, any segment of the population, and you get them hooked on handouts and government money, you have created a wiener factory that will provide generational wieners for you. Because it goes from one family of wieners, and then they raise a next generation of wieners, and then more wieners, and more wieners, and more wieners. It becomes endless. I live in the Houston area. There are people here who are fourth generation of nobody in the family having a job, ever. That is what you call creating a wiener factory that will guarantee delivery of wieners for you and your party without end. And we're still at home with the little single person hot dog machine. Oh, we're making another wiener. They know that communism is the religion of the malcontent. And so they use every bit of power they have to create more malcontents. Okay, that's what they're doing. What are we doing? Okay, well, let's look at what we're doing. Who is a person, and this is going to be a generality. If it offends you, remember, I don't care. It's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. This is a generality. Who is more likely to be somebody who is on the right, whether you call yourself a libertarian, a conservative, or anti-communist, which I hope that's what you call yourself. But if you're somewhere on the right, who's somebody who's likely to be on the right? Somebody who is employed is likely to be on the right. But that's not universal. Let's go deeper than that. Somebody who is married with a family, overwhelmingly, the percentages are staggering. Even the women, like we'll give women crap for how they vote because they vote 60% Democrat. Married women don't vote that way. Married women vote majority Republican. You find somebody who is married in a family with kids, you're likely going to create a voter that will vote on the right. Now, let me ask you a hard question. How many Republicans or pundits have you ever heard in your lifetime talk about the need to create a wiener factory that creates our voters? They create new voters. They cause more misery. They create new malcontents, which is going to guarantee you generations of wieners. We talk about this issue or that issue or taxes or the border instead of creating for ourselves systems, factories that will churn out the wieners we need. That is the truth. The truth is we don't have enough wieners and we need more. What, Chris? It's true. I don't know what your problem is. Wolf in Virginia. I lost you before because your phone sucks. Try again.
Yeah, it was an overcast evening with a thunderstorm. But I want to get back to the fact that I sat on my porch, received the package, whose my neighbor came over to retrieve it. In it was a solution. In it was the type of things that radio hosts do not provide enough of in-depth instruction on how to provide solutions in your locale, in the region, and in the state. I do it all the time. I go to the board meetings, but there's more depth that has to be explained so that people aren't terrified to speak at the podium. And there's, give me, you know, a 15-minute segment next time on a few topics. I did get your book. It also had lines, and I used it to start my wood stove, just to let you know.
Oh, that's hurtful, Wolf. Did you send it back and get a real book with words in it?
There's nothing to send back. I started my wood stove with the pages. Don't worry about it. You can send me another one, and I'll donate it. I'll donate it to the local library. But let me say,
that's wrong. That's friggin' wrong. Bob in Pennsylvania, go.
You're talking to me?
Are you Bob in Pennsylvania?
I got COVID-19. Yes, I got COVID-19 from my nurse. She actually put it in my nose. They called me the next day, and I said, don't tell me. I said, I know I got COVID-19. She said, well, how do you know? I said, the nurse put it in my nose yesterday, and it ran out down to my lip.
What do you mean she put it in your nose? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the nurse. The nurse actually put it in my nose.
How do you know?
They were supposed to test it. They put the syrup in my nose. It ran out down to my lip. And the next day, they called me, and I said, I know I got COVID-19. She said, well, how do you
Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe, Pure Talk phone. I'm still waiting for my office space soundbite. Hey, do you think that an AT-4 dropping a commercial airliner will finally get some accountability as far as all this weaponry that we're sending to Ukraine? Because you know that stuff's going right back out the back door, and it's being sold worldwide. And some jihadist is going to get their hands on a shoulder-fired rocket and drop an Israeli airliner. Be safe over your travels, man.
Anybody heard of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17? Anyone heard of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17? I encourage you to look it up. July 17th, 2014, I think. Maybe 2015. No, I think it was 2014, I believe. Malaysia Airlines Flight 217. Supposedly, there's still some mystery as to why it went down, even though international courts have already convicted Russians of shooting down a passenger airliner with military-level weapons out of Russia, was shot down over Ukraine. Now, let's talk about what Brody just said. 30% of the weapons we've sent to Ukraine have made it to the front, which begs the question, where are the rest of them going? And the answer to that question is honestly pretty scary when you understand, and I only understand a little bit about a little bit, when you understand the black market for the weapons trade. There are a lot of people in the market for dangerous weapons. What could ISIS, who's still out there, what would they do with one of those weapons? Yeah. Look, hey, I ain't telling you to stay home and hide under your bed. I'm just saying that is the way it is. All right, 877-377-4373. Hey, world-famous author Jesse, I just received my autographed book. Is the chalk working? Is the chalk working? It looks like the Sharpie won the battle. I can't wait to start reading it. Okay, I'm tired of getting crap about my signature. It's my signature. It's a good signature. I like it. I thought, what, Chris? I think it's distinguished. I think it's very distinguished. It's better than my dad's. You should see my dad's. It doesn't even look like anything. I don't even know what it's supposed to be. That's a good signature. Whatever. You can still, there are still signed books, aren't they, Chris? You can still get a signed book or a regular book at jessekellybook.com. I should note. We're going to get to sharks in your phone calls. Maybe it was the chalk, Chris. Maybe chalk. Instead of making my signature worse, maybe my T levels are so high that I just can hardly even control the Sharpie anymore. You know what? The Sharpie isn't heavy enough. That's the what, Chris? I need a 10-pound Sharpie because I'm so full of testosterone now that I need more resistance. Hey, seriously, get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. I've been on one over a year. I've told you to give it 90 days and then email me and tell me how you feel. I've been on one over a year. My goodness, I don't even feel like the same person anymore. No big pharma crap. Not some injection garbage. Natural herbal supplements. Female vitality stack for you ladies. It's just, oh man, wait till you see how you feel. 35% off any subscription on anything. They have a million things for the lifetime of the subscription. So don't pay full price like a chump. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I am excited. I'm excited about the rest of the show. I'm excited about Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow. I'm not excited about Kevin McCarthy wimping out. Big surprise.
By July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, our Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
Well, it...
But here we are. At the end of the day, what is it? It's like... 8:30 Eastern time or something like that, somewhere around there. No impeachment. Maybe they're waiting until just before midnight to drop those impeachment things. I don't know. Who knows? I'm sure it's right around the corner. I do have some great news. Retired Navy Captain Hung Cao is running for office. He's running for office in Virginia. He's going to run in the Senate. And his name is Hung Cao. We are on Team Hung on this show. We are going to get Team Hung bumper stickers. We are going to go Hung all the way for 2024. Let's hope he can win a Senate seat there. Go Hung! Not finished! New York teen bitten by a shark says attack won't stop him from surfing. You know, I think surfers are all crazy people. They are. They're crazy people. You talk to surfers, and I have many, many buddies who are surfers. You bring up sharks, and I'm not afraid of the water guy. I swim in the ocean all the time. I dive in. I'm not. But surfers, where they swim, it's where the sharks swim. And they will just simply see sharks around them all the time, and they're not bothered in the least. I've been snorkeling with sharks before, and the shark was, he wasn't right next to me. It wasn't like that. I would guess he was 40, 50 feet down, swam underneath me. And we're not talking a great white. And even then, I popped my head out of the water and let everybody know, there's a shark down here. Just a heads up, there's a shark down here, just so everyone knows. But these surfers, guys, they'll just sit there with just their feet dangling in the water. And I almost every time you see one of these guys or girls, I believe it was a young girl last time I saw, she lost part of her arm. Some shark ripped it off. And she said in the hospital bed, I mean, this girl's awesome, right? She's made of steel. She said, oh, I'm going to go back surfing again. No, it's fine. What's wrong with you people? I'm never surfing again if that happens, but I am going to learn how to surf. I know people think I'm too tall and that I won't be able to do it, and all those people are probably correct, but surfers look so cool, and I should be able to do that. That's what I think. Marcy in Tennessee. Marcy, can you surf?
I have gone surfing in Hawaii.
Did you do it? Was it hard? Could I do it?
Yeah, it's you are tall to do it, Jess. You really are. The really good surfers are shorter, like Kelly Slater.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Marcy. Anyway, go ahead.
Hurt you? You try it. Do it anyway. Earlier this evening, you talked about the cold-blooded heartlessness of the Biden crime family syndicate, and that you had been given a heads up that there are reptilians, and that is why the total lack of empathy. I have seen this. I saw the eyes go reptilian when I ticked off a lawyer telling him that every president that we've had, you can trace their ancestral lineage back to John Lackland Plantagenet. Anyway, I think that these reptilians are at the core of the child sex trafficking, the adrenochrome, all of this sick sacrificing. It's so sick. I think they have to do it to maintain a human appearance to us, because if these guys would shapeshift, we'd really know who the enemy is.
Mm, yeah. So there actually are these reptiles in human form.
Yes, sir. There sure are.
Okay. How do we know?
They look human. They look human, but they've got a stronger reptilian DNA from you and me. And David Icke goes into detail on this.
Hmm. Do they have scales and stuff?
Icke. What?
Marcy, do they have scales and stuff and long, like, slither tongues and stuff like that?
It's an energetic shifting, and you see it. And I saw it when this attorney's eyes flip to snake eyes, and I was like, oh my, and I just about commented on it, and I thought, no, shut up, get back to your seat. He was supposed to be teaching a 10-week course on our Bill of Rights, and you had to fill out a sheet and put down your Social Security number. Not, no way was I going to do that.
Because of his
so
reptile
I
eyes.
I went up to him at the, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. I'm glad you didn't give that reptile your Social Security number. That's for daggone sure. 877-377-4373. We're going to discuss the Biden administration, communist censorship. We're going to get to your phone calls. We're going to talk about your Pure Talk phone. I'm going to pass judgment on you if you're calling in and it's not from a Pure Talk phone. No, I won't. I won't. But it really is one of the easiest ways to put your money where your morals are. I know that... Even buying blue jeans. Go ahead and try to find a blue jean company that isn't crap now. I know they exist, but it's hard. It's hard. The cell phone company we have is so easy. It's the one that, thanks to Pure Talk, it's spoon-fed for us. Pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and switch to a patriotic company, and you're not making sacrifices. Same 5G network. The average family saves over $800 a year. My family of four, our bill got cut in half when we switched. And they make it cake because it's a U.S. customer service team. You actually get to speak to an American who speaks English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Take 10 minutes on the phone, man. 10 minutes. #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I think we can drop that song from the repertoire. It's not a good song. I realize it's considered a classic, but it's not good. It's never been good. It's bad. The government's not good. This is courtesy of Max Blumenthal.
The U.S. government has yet to conduct an official audit of its funding for Ukraine. The American public has no idea where their tax dollars are going. And that's why this week, we at the Gray Zone published an independent audit of U.S. tax dollar allocation to Ukraine throughout the fiscal years 2022 and 23. We found, among many bizarre payments, a $4.5 million payment from the U.S. Social Security Administration to the Kiev government. We found $4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock.
And the Biden administration to appeal judges' orders blocking contact with social media companies. Just want to remind you again how deep the rot goes.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol.
FBI preemptively went to the social media companies and told them to censor a story that would make Joe Biden's chances of becoming president look bad. Yeah, man, it's bad. It's real bad out there. Sonia, Houston, go.
Jesse. Symmetrical Oracle, hello. I am calling to call shenanigans on Chris for being, first of all, Chris is very un-Jewish name. Secondly, he doesn't habla any Hebrew, and he's unresourceful on Israel. So as someone who used to live in Israel, I would like to tell you that it is rich in food. There will be meat.
Yes.
All the Middle Eastern food is amazing, like shawarma, falafel. There's a bunch of hot sauces. And so...
What about the gyros? Sonia, are there gyros?
Shawarma is very similar to gyros, but you will find Greek as well. If you go to Tel Aviv, according to the inventory that I saw of the trip, which I'm very jealous that I don't get to go on, you'll be fine. There's plenty of great cuisine. Just stick it to the non-kosher places, really.
Okay. Am I going to hate the kosher places? Yeah. Would I dislike kosher?
No, it's very delicious, but the best Middle Eastern food will be either on the Arabic restaurants or just any hole in the wall in the middle of the city, which could be kosher, but there's also a misconception that what's the food that you want is the Middle Eastern one. What you and Chris are talking about is the Eastern European, and it is bland, and most people don't like it. And so, again, shenanigans on Chris. He's being very non-resourceful.
And you need a
better Israel advisor.
He is. Yeah. So I need to go to the Arab part of town. That's fine with me. The Arabs can friggin' eat. So I need to go to the Arab part of town?
Well, not necessarily. You will find, like, a Nazareth. You're going to Nazareth. There's plenty of wonderful Arabic foods. But even Israeli shawarma places are delicious. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Sonia. That made me feel so much better than Chris ever made me feel. Chris sucks. Jim, Florida, go.
Yes, Jesse, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago you were kind of disparaging the people out here that worship the sun and the moon and the stars and kind of thinking we were like wackos. And I just wanted you to know that many of us pagans are very ultra conservative. There's a lot of pagan conservative groups on Facebook that I belong to. And
hold on, really? There are?
Yes. I was kind of surprised myself a few years ago when I
I'm shocked.
I thought I was going to be shot for trying to associate with anybody that had similar, you know, religious views. Now, I want to say that with all due respect, I really do think that the shortcoming of the American right is the fact that, most of you are Christians. And I know you guys believe in most of the wonderful stuff, like you're against abortions and, you're, you know, it's all good, morals, but the cognitive dissonance that it takes to accept that Bible story and that, depiction of God, I think that it turns off so many people from believing in God. We believe in God, but the God is not anything like the God of the Bible. It's even harder to be a pagan and, you know, get saved. But I just think that
what's the pagan God like?
It doesn't fly with them. The pagan God is, there's a mom God and a dad God that created the universe. And we're all part of that. We all came from the suns and the stars. We came from the sun. That's really where our closest connection with God is. The sun is God in all, in some respects, you could call it God.
I always knew I shone. I shined pretty bright, Chris. What? Chris? It's your problem. Joe in Newport, Florida. Go.
Yes, Jesse. You know, I love your show, loyal listener. Your fight against evil, against our great republic being torn down by these communists. And I'll call them communists. It's true what you say. But I would wish you would try to be a little more optimistic and give us some hope. And when you get on the political views, it seems like everything is so hopeless. And right now, the American people and the conservatives and whatever want to feel some hope before going to the, you know, the voting booth. So I'm just hoping you'd be a little more positive. Is that, asking too much?
No, it's well, actually, yeah. I've explained several times. Just depends on how you listen to the show. There is not a bunch of hope for the federal government to, keep the band together. Federally, I believe there's none. There's tons of America that we can save and preserve if we're activists and proactive. But no, when you get to be a late stage republic, you have to figure out what you can save and what you cannot save. And I'm not going to lie to people just to kind of make them feel better. Does that make sense, Joe? And I didn't mean that that's what you wanted me to do, but no, federally, no. There's not a bunch.
I understand that, but following our Constitution, which is the best in the whole world, many other countries we know, is the way to go to try to preserve every particular department of our government. And
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just up against the clock. Like that right there. And I'm not trying to rip on you at all. But following the Constitution is what we need to do. Okay, listen. I understand that we've all been brought up, myself included, listening to radio and reading things and watching things where we reference the Constitution all the time. We just have to follow the Constitution. We just have to follow the Constitution. What Constitution? Nothing they do is constitutional. No one is following it. Neither side. They never follow it. They don't even really pretend to follow it at all. They relentlessly assault it without end. Because they don't have any regard for it. So, honestly, I get what you're saying. Well, if we would just follow the Constitution, but that's honestly, that's like me saying, well, if it would just rain Sour Patch Kids, we would have plenty to eat. It's not going to happen. They're not going to start following the Constitution. And so we have to plan for what we have, not for what we want, not for what we wish, for what we have and where we're going. And that's what I'm trying to do here. We also are going to save some kids. That movie, The Sound of Freedom, is sweeping the box office right now. And it's a movie, I'm thrilled it was made, because it's a movie about child trafficking. And the problem with child trafficking is, like when I bring up the Acervo Project, what you know, what you should know, what they do is they track down these predators and they get them locked up for a long time. And they track down the kids who are being trafficked and they save them. That's what the Acervo Project does. But when you sit down, like even sitting down and talking to Joe at the Acervo Project, as wonderful as Joe is and as wonderful as they are, and they're so passionate, and I'm glad, it's hard hearing the reality of it. It really is. It's hard hearing that even as you and I were sitting here, what are we doing? We're gabbing about politics and we're laughing and we're talking about life. There are kids in this country in hell, in a situation that honestly, it sounds like hell itself. And it's hard, but it's something, it's a reality we have to face and we have to take it on. I speak for the Acervo Project because they save kids and they bust these scumbags. That's why I speak to them. They have a tip line. Go to theacervoproject.org if you're in trouble or you suspect somebody's in trouble, if you're being trafficked. Go to theacervoproject.org and pledge your $14 a month. They ask for $14 a month so they can keep saving children. Let's dig into the reality of it. I would encourage you to do some reading there too. And keep in mind, you can invite them, and I would encourage you to do this, to come speak at your school, your church, educate yourself and the people around you. TheAcervoProject.org. All right? 14 bucks a month. Let's give it. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I need a quick second here to process what I just saw. I just saw a video. One of my buddies texted me a video of some guy. He's bowling, right? So he's bowling, and he goes up to bowl the ball, and he spins the ball. And he spins it really weird, so it's not moving very fast. It's just kind of spinning really fast, but slowly moving down the lane. He then grabs another ball and throws it over the spinning ball, and it lands, and it goes clear down, and you know the sound it makes. I did my own sound effects for the show. It knocks all the pins down. All the pins get swept off. The machine comes down, drops all the other pins in place while the spinning ball is still going down the lane, and the spinning ball hits it and knocks all the rest of them down. How is this guy not playing professional bowling? I wish I was good at bowling. I kind of only, it's like 100, 120, 130. What, Chris? You can't bowl. What? You bowl 220? You suck. Ah, that makes me feel horrible. Justin, New Hampshire, go.
It looks like it's going to be Mickey D's, Italian restaurants, and Pizza Hut that loaded in Israel. First, folks, you have to end the 65 Immigration Act. We have to stop illegal immigration cold, mass deportations of illegals. Visa violations must be stopped. Countries with visa violations will lose visa privileges.
I have to stop you. I can tell you're on a roll, but I have to go, and I have a bunch of stuff I need to do. Because we have to speak about what he's talking about for a moment. We talk about saving this place and how do we save it? Can it be saved? We can never have the kind of federal government we want when we massively import people from other countries. That is not an anti-all immigrant thing, but you can't mass import people legally or illegally into your nation and keep a nation. That's never been done in the history of mankind, simply because people have to be raised with the values of the nation in order to continue the nation, to enrich the nation, to feel the necessary amount of loyalty to the nation. And the illegal immigration numbers would stagger people in this country. Stagger people. You know, there are more Polish people living in Chicago than any city in the world outside of Warsaw. Did you know that? I forget what the city is. I believe it's New York, but there are more Irish people living in New York, I think, than any city in the world, including the ones in Ireland. And I'm Irish. That's not anti-Polish or anti-Irish. You can't just import mass quantities of every culture in the world and maintain any sort of continual government, continual set of values. It doesn't work that way. Speaking of values and people and imports, people are still, this is from Not the Bee, people are still fleeing California for Texas in droves, and the exodus is only intensifying. This is going to ramp up, as I've been warning you about over and over again. It's going to only ramp up as we go down the line here. It won't ramp down because all the brakes are off, especially in the blue states like California, like New York. There are no more brakes. The brake systems are all gone. They're all communists now. So every time they try to do something crazy, someone will come along and try to do something even crazier. They'll just continue to make these places unlivable. and they'll continue to make these places hostile to you. It's not like they're just going to do their thing and leave you alone.
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
They're going to make you into an enemy of the state. They are working tirelessly to turn your belief system into enemy of the state stuff so they can justify using state power against you. Everything they do is with that in mind. Every single thing. That's the bad news. The good news is you can still go 100 miles an hour through the tunnel.
Today, in New York, we're investing a record $1 billion. We're in the Hudson Tunnel. We walked through that tunnel we built 100 years ago. It's falling apart. We'd be able to go through 100 miles an hour instead of 30 miles an hour.
I can't wait to do 100 in the Hudson. I'm sure that'll go over well. Look, maybe I'll do 100 in the Hudson, but I'll be comfortable because I'll do it in my all-season slippers from MyPillow. You see, of course, if you're ever doing 100 in the Hudson, you might be in a bit of safety trouble. Unless, of course, your feet are protected, Chris. What? It's the ultimate airbag. No, in all seriousness, get some all-season slippers from MyPillow when they're on a closeout sale. $25. They're normally $149.98 because they're the best slippers ever. Right now, they're $25. They will sell out. They sell out every time. They're already selling out of so many colors and sizes. But go to MyPillow.com and get you some. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I need your questions. Ask me anything, but send your questions into Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right? Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Colleges to implement adversity scores in admissions after Supreme Court rejected race-based admissions. Of course, colleges were never going to change tactics. The wiener factory has to keep churning out the wieners. So we have to approach it a different way. It's very unlikely we can repair the university system as it is. It probably needs to be burned down in some way. By state action, state legislatures need to start attacking these universities. After brief pause, Federal Reserve looks poised to raise interest rates again. Hope you've been buying that gold and silver. Death penalty sought for man accused of abducting and killing billionaire jogger Aliza Fletcher. A reminder, ladies, when you're out jogging, riding your bike, when you're out doing your thing, I know you just want to be away from it and work hard and stay hot and do all those things, and that stuff's fine. Carry something on you that will allow you to protect yourself. Always, always carry something on you. Tomorrow, we will have fun. We'll dig into the issues. We'll do it all again, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.